Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. America's top intelligence chiefs have warned lawmakers the U.S. is under constant cyber attack from a host of entities. Dan Coats is director of national intelligence.
While Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea pose the greatest cyber threats, other nation states, terrorist organizations, transnational criminal organizations, and ever more technically capable groups and individuals use cyber operations to achieve strategic and malign objectives.
He said the federal, state, and local governments are all targets, citing Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Coates said they're at it again leading into this year's midterm election. He said elections are seen as opportunities to undermine democracy. And Coates warned that the decision time over North Korea's nuclear threat is approaching.
We have to face the fact that this is potentially an existential problem for the United States.
The DNI said the goal remains a peaceful settlement of the North Korean tension, and maximum pressure being applied in various ways should continue. A humanitarian source told the French press agency tens of thousands have been displaced in ethnic clashes in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo since mid-December. Escapees like Anita Mave have spoken of burned villages and victims being hacked to death as they fled ethnic violence between Hema herders and Lindu farmers in Ituri province. She said some refugees died of hunger, some drowned. There is no one to help, nothing to eat. We survived in the bush like animals. The UN said more than 20,000 have fled to Uganda in the past week. Ethiopia released opposition leader Bekele Gerba from prison, dropping all charges against him. He was arrested after anti-government demonstrations broke out in the Oromia region in December 2015. The government has since released thousands of political detainees since January. This is VOA News.